This is KUT. There are 21 pockets of Travis County that the federal government recently handed a special designation, a designation that could have major consequences for what gets built and how quickly it happens. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains.
I'm standing on the sidewalk on St. Elmo Road in southeast Austin, and all around me there are these business parks. It's also known as Census Tract 484-5300-2411. Got it? It stretches from West Ben White Boulevard down to East Daphne Lane along the east side of I-35. And recently, local, state, and federal government officials decided that this tract of land had a lot of opportunity. As a matter of fact, they're calling it an opportunity zone.
Hi, is this Audrey?
Yes. Is this Brady?
Yes, this is Brady.
Brady Meixel is a researcher at the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C.
In general, the idea behind opportunity zones is the federal government looking to target communities that have typically been lower income, higher poverty, and lacking access to capital.
Lawmakers slipped opportunity zone legislation into the 2017 federal tax reform bill. The thinking is this: we'll give private investors tax breaks in low-income census tracts throughout the country, with the hope of spurring development and creating, well, opportunity. Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey co-sponsored the provision. Here he is talking about it in March.
It creates a powerful tool for drawing capital off the sidelines and getting it into low-income communities. We know that genius is equally distributed in the United States of America, but capital is not.
But some people don't share Booker's sunny take. Mark Rogers oversees the Guadalupe Neighborhood Development Corporation, an affordable housing provider. Rogers has done work in the Southeast Austin neighborhood of Montopolis, which is now an opportunity zone.
Redevelopment and investment in low-income areas often, if not almost universally, means it's followed by displacement and gentrification. You make the area nicer, then the people with money want to go there.
Many of the opportunity zones in Travis County are in Councilmember Delia Garza's district in southeast Austin. Garza says she gets the concerns about these incentives, but she's hoping she can use them to get something her constituents want.
I've been trying so hard to get a grocery store out in my district in Del Valle.
If the public, the city, had some way of harnessing this private investment,
which we don't right now, maybe we could line up that, you know, economic development policy with these tax incentives and get some much needed services and amenities to that part of my district.
Austin Mayor Steve Adler told me there's not yet a plan for any policy like this. Meanwhile, at least one Austin-based real estate investment firm I spoke with is putting together portfolios of opportunity zones for investors. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.